So it's chapter 1, Mishnah 2. Kate said, Makanela, how does he warn her? So Amrila bifnei shnayim. So interesting, the Mishnah teaches a warning that doesn't work. If he says to her before two people, Al tadabri imish ploini, don't speak with ploini, right? Don't speak to that man. V'dibre mo, and she speaks to him, so that's not valid. What he has to do is warn her between the two, before the two witnesses, not to seclude herself with ploini. Not, she's allowed to talk to him afterwards, right? She's just not allowed to go into seclusion with him. So if she does speak to him, adanhi materis lebeisa, materis lechobotruma, she's still permitted to remain married. And if he's a Kohen and she's a Yisrael, she's still permitted to eat truma. That's not a valid warning. Don't converse with so-and-so is not a valid warning. Nichnasa imo lebeisa seiser, if she enters into a hidden place with ploini, v'shahase imo kedai tuma. So now this is talking about a case where he does warn her properly. Before two witnesses, he says to you, not allowed to go with ploini, that man, into a hidden place. Then she goes with him into the hidden into seclusion, and they have to stay there long enough to have relations. Meaning, if they just walk in and out, like a revolving door, so that's not enough. Asur lebeisav, asur lechol betruma. So she goes into seclusion with him, she is now forbidden to her husband, and if he's a Kohen and she's a Yisrael, she's forbidden to eat truma. V'imais, if he dies, if the husband dies in this scenario, choletzes v'lo misyavemish, she's not allowed to do yibum with any of his surviving brothers, she has to do chalitza with one of the surviving brothers.